The censorship board has delayed certification. I'm not sure why. They sent representatives to see the film when it premiered at the Toronto Film Festival in September last year. So they've had something like 7 months to make up their mind. They've seen it countless times, I'm told. It's something to do with the content. They haven't said yet what it is they have a problem with.
Right, so we don't have any official reason for the delay. Obviously, what is undisputable is that this is a film that deals with a very sensitive period in Nigeria's history, the Biafran War. Putting two and two together, one comes up with four, and that is that this, because of its sensitive nature, may be the reason for the delay.
That's absolutely true. And I think, you know, that it would be really unfortunate if that's why they're delaying it, because this is not that. I mean, one of the reasons we, the people who spent 6 years of their lives trying to get this together, was because we felt that this was an issue that we in Nigeria had avoided talking about for too long. And one of the reasons Nigeria is more divided today, 40 years after the end of the war, than it was before the war started, is because we've refused to talk about this elephant in the room. It is something that I feel very strongly we have to have a national debate about. I mean, Nigeria right now is in a state of war. This is a movie that says that it's a cautionary tale. It is not a movie that anyone would see and feel that it would incite them to go and kill someone. It's a cautionary tale. It's saying war is just not ever, ever the solution.
Is it tendentious? Does it take sides?
It is not. I mean, I'm Nigerian myself. I'm Yoruba. And the characters whose stories I'm telling are Igbo. People who have seen it, Nigerians who have seen it, Nigerians from every part of Nigeria who have seen it, feel that it's quite balanced. I had absolutely no reason and no interest in telling a story that might inflame people to violence.
Let's be realistic. We're talking Nigeria here. Nigeria has a huge movie industry. Nigeria has a huge pirate movie industry. Films that are out there outside Nigeria are available in Nigeria. People will bring them in. People will be able to get access through the internet some way or other. People in Nigeria will get to see this film. Do you think it's realistic for the official response to be, we'd rather not show it?
No, it's not. Whatever you do, they will see it. It will be available to pirates very, very soon. That's a reality of life.
But you would rather that people in Nigeria see this officially rather than clandestinely?
Absolutely. We shot it for the cinema. It was meant to go out in cinemas today. I would love for people to see it in cinemas. It would be great for them to be able to do that.